For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Some deadly weather up and down the East Coast. One person was killed in Maryland when a wall caved in at an Amazon distribution center. WTSP-TV's Grady Trimble.
The powerful storm sent a massive tree straight into Marcella Guybee's Newport Richey home. The nursery ceiling came crashing down around her sleeping daughter Maria, missing her by inches.
I see her and grab her so fast.
Cleanup continued about 30 minutes away in Lando Lakes, where neighbors say strong winds uprooted trees.
Two people have died and five people were injured in Tallahassee, Florida, when a shooter opened fire inside a yoga studio. The gunman then killed himself. So far, no motive is known for the shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The October jobs report is out, and it's better than expected. Here's USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Labor Department report showing the economy adding about 250,000 jobs in October, when analysts were anticipating it would show about 208,000 new jobs. The unemployment rate held steady at a five-decade low of 3.7%.
A former president and the current president are on the campaign trail ahead of Tuesday's midterm election. President Trump is focused on his signature issue, immigration.
Unvetted illegal aliens trying to flood into our country.
And campaigning in Florida, former President Obama blasted what he calls his successor's fear tactics.
Politicians just blatantly, repeatedly, baldly, shamelessly lie.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Some big names are stumping in the state of Georgia ahead of the tight two-point governor's race. USA Radio's Robin Walensky has details.
To the campaign trail we go. Vice President Mike Pence in Dalton, Georgia, headlining a rally for Republican Brian Kemp, who's running for governor.
I heard Oprah's in town today. And I heard Will Ferrell was going door to door the other day. Well, I'd like to remind Stacey and Oprah and Will Ferrell, I'm kind of a big deal, too.
And indeed, Oprah in Marietta, Georgia, endorsing Democrat Stacey Abrams for governor.
She's a woman who dared believe that she could change the state of Georgia. And she is dynamic. She is so inspired and inspiring.
The latest NBC Marist poll shows Republican Kemp ahead of Democrat Abrams by 2 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Renewed U.S. sanctions on Iran, including vital oil and gas sectors, are set to come back into force on Monday. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is reimposing all sanctions on Iran that had been lifted under the 2015 nuclear deal.
It is aimed at depriving the regime of the revenues that it uses to spread death and destruction around the world.
Turkey and Iraq are two of the eight oil importers who will receive exemptions from U.S. sanctions on Iran. That, according to officials in both countries, Pompeo has not identified the eight.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.